Yo, 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 what is up, email geeks? This is the Email Design Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Kevin Mandeville.
And I'm Jason Rodriguez.
This is the best podcast to come here. And we talk all things email design, development, and marketing. We've got you covered. And we're going to kick off today with some news. This is some breaking news that was just dropped today when we recorded the podcast. So super excited to announce it. It is an update to our partnership that we've had with Microsoft, which we sort of announced last year at the Email Design Conference, now known as Litmus Live Conference. And Microsoft is officially added support for animated GIFs in Windows 10 Mail, which is awesome. This is really the first net new rendering improvement under the partnership. So it was really great to see this out the door. Just some quick notes is that it's only available on Windows 10 Mail. It doesn't affect other desktop clients. So Outlook 2016 or on Windows, Mac, whatever, any of those, it's not impacting those just yet. And the goal isn't just to update Windows 10 Mail. The goal is definitely to improve rendering across the board. So hold tight. But this was our first release, which we were really excited to see. And then the dreaded Outlook.com and Office 365 image gap bugs that came along that we even talked about on a previous podcast where images were being wrapped in a div of display inline block and then a button tag because it introduced the in-client viewing of the image in a modal when you were clicking on non-linked images, which was causing all sorts of haywire with our layouts and image gaps. That's no more. That behavior's gone. Your images aren't being wrapped with any divs with unique styling or button tags. That modal behavior's gone right now. Basically, there's no rendering regression in Outlook.com and Office 365 anymore for images. So it's just you can use your images just as you intended and displayed. So this got actually released a month or two ago, but just officially announcing it today to say it's rolled out in all accounts and that it's stable. And so we were very happy because these are things that really came through to fruition thanks to the partnership with Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is awesome to see. This is, I feel like, really, really big news, actually, in the email industry. Maybe not as big as Gmail supporting media queries and all that good stuff, but it's big news nonetheless. It seems like kind of small changes, but I think it's a really clear indicator that Microsoft's, you know, once again, very open about this process and really excited to update their own email clients, which is awesome. So I'm looking forward to, you know, people reporting more bugs. We have in this blog post, you know, a couple of directions on how to report your own bugs and send those in so that we can forward those over to Microsoft and their team there working on the Outlook clients and all those different products. But yeah, I hope everybody in the community just kind of, you know, takes note of this and keeps sending those bugs over so we can get them over to Microsoft and keep improving.
So yeah, we're really excited that this is really the first big sort of release of the partnership. And it's great to finally see some of the work we've been doing come to fruition finally. We know it's a small step, but it's a first step. And there's definitely more things being worked on. We're just still figuring out the process of how to best, you know, test, iterate, and release a lot of these types of fixes. So we thank you for all your support you've had and for being patient, but definitely look forward for more. It's a very exciting time.
All right, moving on. There's another update from Yahoo. This is something we talked about a couple of podcast episodes ago, where Yahoo announced that they were going to be releasing a new version of their mail client along with the Yahoo Mail Pro experience, which is an upgrade subscription plan for people using Yahoo Mail. But our good friends over at Email Monks actually have been poking through the latest Yahoo update and have this great little post kind of writing up what has changed from a rendering perspective. So there's two major things that have been updated, which I think most email geeks are going to be pretty happy about. The first being that Yahoo Webmail now supports display none in line on elements, which wasn't always the case. So that definitely helps people out if you're hiding content in email, like preview text or images that you might be displaying only on mobile, things like that. That display none is now supported in line on elements, which is awesome. The second fix is pretty cool. Previously, when you're using max width or max height on elements, then Yahoo would add overflow auto to those text elements, and that would cause scroll bars to appear in your email campaign. So that was fixed. That's no longer the case, which is pretty awesome. So there's a couple other things they kind of took note here, but yeah, definitely cool to see Yahoo making improvements to their email client. And I'm kind of curious to see if they keep making some of these updates and if that's going to result in any other rendering changes. It should be noted that in the Email Monks post, they talk about this for Yahoo Mail Pro. But this is something that's actually rolling out to both the regular free version of Yahoo Mail as well as the paid version, which is Yahoo Mail Pro. The rendering changes apply to both clients. You know, you just get some extra features and added bonus goodies if you're a paying customer for Mail Pro.
Yeah, and especially with the scroll bars issue, really impacted hybrid development a lot with that technique. So people won't have to worry about that. And Display None, obviously, the more power we have to control things like that where we want to, the better. So that was promising to see. Yeah, hopefully, I mean, this is awesome, all these nice rendering updates, which are helpful. Yeah, it would be great if Yahoo could improve their Android app, you know, with the responsiveness. That would probably be the next wish list. If anybody from Yahoo's listening, that's what we would like to see out there.
We need to start a grassroots movement to get them to update that guy.
Yeah. So we're just going to take a quick break here, let you know you can catch this podcast and every single episode of the podcast over at emaildesignpodcast.com. Full show notes, links, everything we discuss, it's all right there. You can tweet along with the hashtag emaildesignpodcast on Twitter. Jason and I following along there. You can subscribe on SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes. Get the podcast as soon as it drops. And hey, we got a free 14-day trial of Limus for you. Just go to limus.com/giftcard and input the coupon code podcast. I mean, we've been working on a ton of updates to the app, Jason, the two of us. So a lot of good stuff coming out, especially soon. So now's a good time. If you haven't ever used Litmus, get in there, test your email. We're up to over 70 different email clients now. We're releasing more clients every single day, it feels like, and just improvements to the app. And, you know, you need Litmus for every single email you send so that you can go over all these rendering changes that happen. And that's the big perception, is that, oh, email doesn't change. And it's like, no, email is changing all the time. That's why we made this podcast, all the different rendering changes, so that you can go into Litmus, test your email and all the clients, see what it looks like, troubleshoot and fix any errors that you have, so that you know when it comes time to send and your email goes out the door, people aren't going to get broken emails. You're not going to be losing money from you know, a bad experience and people unsubscribing and not clicking and all of these things. So check out limus.com/giftcard and input coupon code podcast. It's special 14-day free trial. I mean, you're not going to find that trial anywhere else from like any other marketing outlet that we do. So it's special for podcast listeners.
Yeah, definitely hop on that and get your emails that much better, that much more bulletproof, and your subscribers happier. We want to check out this cool little tool that AWeber actually released recently. It's called the AWeber Email Libs. So if you're familiar with Mad Libs from, you know, childhood, road trips and all that good stuff, this is a tool online that allows you to essentially access a couple of different email templates and then use a form very similar to Mad Libs, where you would pick like your adjective, verb, whatever. This lets you fill in things like name a newsletter, your company name, some of the content that's filled into this template, and then automatically fills in the template and allows you to copy that or email test yourself. So kind of cool little tool for people that aren't that great at copywriting or don't feel that comfortable writing up their own emails. It should be noted, this isn't really like an HTML email template or anything like that. It's just straight copy. But it is really cool for people that, you know, need to write welcome emails, need like confirmation mails, really basic stuff that allows them to do this without having to worry about crafting all that copy from scratch. So there's two versions of this, really. There's this free version, which gives you access to three different templates that you can use free. So there's confirmation email, basic welcome email, and then a welcome email with a download. But you can unlock an additional 47 templates. There's 50 total. So there's everything from, you know, a post review email, apology emails, you know, seasonal type stuff, flash sales, all of that in there. So definitely a cool little copywriting tool for those that need to send these types of emails but aren't comfortable writing them from scratch.
Yeah, and I mean, even if you want to port this over to an HTML email, but you just want help with copywriting, you can do that too, because it's easy copy.
Yeah, it doesn't spit out any code, but yeah, pretty easy to copy and paste stuff.
Yeah, copy, paste, send yourself test emails, etc. So neat little tool from our good friends at AWeber. They're coming out with a lot of cool
stuff. Yeah, they do a lot of cool stuff. Now and then.
All right, so I want to talk about some recent work by our good friend Christian Robinson. He was a past guest on the podcast. Definitely a good episode to check out if you hit up the archives. He's been working on this new concept that he's been calling faux video, which is really animated CSS sprites. And that's something that we've talked about before. I know I just did talk at Wistia Fest all about different video implementations. And animated sprites seem to be the least implemented version in email so far, probably because you need the technical know-how.
Yeah.
And it does take some time too. It can be tedious. So people mostly just end up falling back to, you know, animated GIFs. But this was really cool as to what he's doing. The animated sprite part isn't like groundbreaking in of itself. I mean, it's animated sprite. So people have used that for a variety of purposes, you know, web, email, you know, Stig's video previews is one that showed it. Of just showing like previews of image stills. But this implementation is really trying to recreate the video. And the one nice enhancement that I really liked that he did was that he added interactive effects of being able to control play or pausing the animation with the checkbox hack, which I thought was a nice enhancement. And when we're dealing with WebKit clients that maybe don't even support the native HTML5 video function, even on mobile, you know, especially with iOS 11 seemingly up in the air as to what they're going to do with HTML5 video support, this is actually a nice fallback, and you can still even have an interactive experience for those clients. You can display inline too, if that's something that you wanted to do too. He has several examples of different ideas, different brands he's showing for this. And they even did this for a recent example of UEFA, which was really cool because it was a live and dynamic updating email about for the UEFA Women's Euro match between England and Scotland, where they updated the score in real time. It was basically a dynamic animated sprite video or animated sprite link to the video to watch it live, which I thought was a cool implementation. Mm-hmm. I think this is just one of those things that's a nice new little wrinkle to it and a different way of thinking about how you might be able to incorporate this from a design perspective into your campaigns.
Yeah, I think that's great for anybody that has the chops to actually implement it. Like you said, not everybody knows how CSS animations work or can really set that stuff up themselves. But for anybody that can, I think this is probably one of the better methods you can use for using video in your email campaigns, especially since, you know, not everybody supports animated GIFs. Very few clients now, if iOS 11 releases updates, supports the HTML5 video tag. Having that button to control that animation state on this method is definitely a great enhancement for anybody using it, which is cool to see. This example too is, I feel like this is great. It has a bunch of really cool techniques going on in it for this England versus Scotland football match, and it's awesome to see stuff like that being applied to email.
Yeah, it was all manually updated. They didn't hook it up to an API, but you obviously could in the future. You could expand it to have more stats, etc. And one of the things that I asked, which he said they didn't do, but could even be cooler, you know, if you want to avoid the HTML5 video because it's going to have more support just using animated sprites, like, can you imagine if they even did dynamic highlights sprites that they created during the game to show how, awesome. Like, that would just bring an extra level. You could always do that by video too, like video highlights.
Yeah.
But I can even understand how, you know, some of those brands, like you deal with a lot of these leagues, they're very protective about their footage getting out there online for people to just use. And obviously that's very easy to do if you just have a native HTML5 video. Whereas if you're just doing animated sprites, you know, people can't really grab that and make that a video or whatnot. So I think it could be appealing to leagues like that if you were to just create those on the fly. But it's always hard because sprites are just very time consuming to make, right?
Unless you come from that world where you used to use them for rollover animations and shit like that, like constantly, you might have to dust off your skills a little bit, but you can probably pump them out pretty quickly. But definitely cool. I still think it's comparable to, you know, if you have to go in and manual edit an animated GIF, like frame by frame, or like chop frames and condense that file anyways, it's not too much more time consuming than that, if it is even time consuming. More time consuming than that, you know, so I don't think it's a huge ass. It's more just knowing how to do that stuff to begin with.
Right. Or, you know, unless somebody wants to make a tool that'll just dynamically, request if I knew for a feature.
Program better, maybe I would, but that's not my wheelhouse. All right, moving on to our email of the week. This week it's from Grammarly, which is a service that checks your writing while you're writing to make sure, you know, you don't overuse weird grammatical errors or just write kind of poor copy. And it takes care of all of those grammar rules you probably forgot since you first learned them and puts it into a couple of different tools that you can access, you know, through your browser, Microsoft Office, all that kind of stuff, which is pretty cool. But they send out this weekly writing update that goes through how you're using Grammarly, some of the mistakes that it's caught, how many times it's caught those mistakes. It just has all these great stats packed into this weekly writing update, which I think is absolutely brilliant. These are one of those great ideas from a strategy perspective for companies to send that really show their users how they're using their tool and gets them more involved with using that tool and like really amped up to use that tool, especially for something like Grammarly, which is like on all the time if you are using it. This is such an awesome email to send, and they have just this beautiful design. You know, they have a couple little charts in the email, which I love seeing actual graphs and charts in email campaigns because very few people do it, and it's just this wonderful way to display this information in a really clean, simple manner. And they have this great kind of CTA at the end too, where it talks about how Grammarly has these five different features that allow you to check your writing. So they show you which ones you actually have activated. It's like really well designed. It shows exactly what's on and what's off. So it has great CTA to activate any of the features that aren't switched on already. So it really ties in, you know, that product update, kind of update your account or activate your account CTA with this content of the weekly update, all these stats and stuff that they collect and display to you. So this is an awesome email. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, this top to bottom just hits everything on the head, in my opinion. It's gorgeous. It's retina friendly, really feels completely in line with the Grammarly brand. It uses live HTML text, and the data visualization is awesome, I thought. And the fact that you can share each like section that they have here of productivity, accuracy, vocabulary. You can share that on Facebook or Twitter just for like those individual stats. So it creates that viral loop component there and hooking in other users, showing you that your top mistakes, which is really helpful information. Then I absolutely love the bottom, how it's really just product marketing, but it makes it feel so helpful. It makes you feel like maybe you're missing out on something. And it's personalized. And special thanks for Dan Denny for sharing this email, because this is just awesome to showcase here. And this is obviously one that he scoped. I mean, this just nails it on so many different.
The illustrations are awesome. It even adds some gamification in there. You know, it shows if you beat your previous record for some of these use cases. So it's doing a lot of things right. And really, like you said, hitting everything right on the head.
Yeah. You know, I've never really invested the time yet. It's kind of like on my to-do list, but I'm surprised more people haven't investigated data visualization in email. I feel like that's a niche within email that has been completely unresearched, like undiscovered, untapped. I feel like there's a lot that we could get into there. And so, if anybody ever wanted to just really own a piece in the email world, I would say just go geek out and figure out all the different things about data visualization on like rendering, the possibilities of what you can and can't do, because I just think nobody's really innovated a whole lot there.
Yeah, totally agree. We did run that community contest, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, where we asked people to do some cool creative data visualization in an email. So there were some awesome entries from that, but that's all just kind of proof of concept stuff. And I don't, you never see this stuff in the wild. So I would love to see somebody just go whole hog on this stuff and see what they can accomplish.
All right. Well, hey, you just got back from vacation, Jason. We haven't done the podcast
in quite a while.
3 weeks back. Yeah. Because we stacked them up before we both had vacation actually.
Yep. And, one after the other. Yeah. And we'll both be in Boston next week for Limitless Live. So.
Oh yeah. Last podcast before we jump into 2 months of conferences and that world.
Crazy
schedule. I feel better. I feel like, you know, I'm not involved in the conference as much anymore.
Yeah, that's
totally I mean, I am with like content presenting.
Yep. Yeah, we're both doing workshops. You're doing some talks and stuff. But yeah, previously, for anybody not in the know, we used to both be on the marketing team, and it was a very small team that was responsible for the conference every year. So, you know, it was like, what is this, the fifth year we're doing it? So up until now, it's been 4 years.
Gosh, of, 5 years.
Yeah, just scrambling to get everything done and ready to go by the time attendees hit the seats, you know. So this will be a nice change of pace.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So that was pretty natural. But yeah, anybody, check it out, litmus.com/conference. I mean, Boston's, if you listen to this, it's next week. Might be a little tight to make that, but we have London coming up later in August and San Francisco in September, which is definitely makeable. So, and yeah, tickets, you know, a lot of the workshops are sold out. You might be able to get one here or there and, yeah, and maybe get a general, you know, session ticket, but check it out. It's going to be awesome. Awesome content coming up. I'm really excited for it. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast. Reminder, check us out, emaildesignpodcast.com. Subscribe on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. And don't forget, free 14-day trial of Litmus. Just go to litmus.com/gift card and put the coupon code podcast. And check out all the great updates, all the good rendering things coming, people. Email's getting better. Believe it.